Say what you want about AI, but it's here. And it's helping businesses get more done in a day. Wix's website builder is infused with AI so you can stay ahead. Create a beautiful, functional website just by describing your idea. Track how your site appears in AI search results. Create custom images on demand or launch an entire campaign in a matter of minutes. Wix gives you AI wherever you need it. Try it now for free at wix.com. Ever see an idea so clearly in your head, but struggle to make it real? We've all been there. With Wix, you can build a website for your business just the way you pictured it. Get the best of both worlds with AI and drag and drop tools all in one place. Stay in your creative flow and use AI when you want, how you want. Create a website your way. Try it out at wix.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Friday, the 28th of February, 2025. Last day of February, of course, and last day for the offer. 25% discount off the Share Pickers Investment Club. Just go to sharepickers.com and click the book at the top of the page. By the way, if you buy the book now, I'll still give you, you know, a week or so to read it. And if you like it, then and you give it a five-star rating and review, you can get 25% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. So like I said, all you have to do is order the book by end of play today. Only two companies, really, I'm going to talk about today. A bit of macro news. One of those companies is Time Finance. I'll explain why I want to talk about that in a bit. Okay, let's take a look at the markets. FTSE 100, it's up a quarter of 1% to 8777. FTSE 250, it's down 0.4% to 20,339. FTSE small cap down 0.7%, 6,640. And the AIM all share at a new 15-month low. It's down 0.5% to 704. If you've got companies on AIM and they're in profit, well done. You've beaten the overall market there because this is dismal. The previous low was basically, the low of this bear market was 669 on the 26th of October, 2023. Remember, the high on AIM was 6th of September, 2021. We're literally, four years into a bear market? That's unbelievable. That's crazy, isn't it? That's why you've got to pick. I mean, you know, there's a lot of crap on AIM. Absolute rubbish that'll never become commercial. And of course, a lot of investors or traders are attracted to those stocks that have the story. But it's a dream. And dreams are more powerful than reality, you know? And when you have a dream, often doesn't come true. And many of the story stocks are like that. Yes, they pop and then they drop. And they keep doing that. And normally the drop is lower than the last drop. And so if you look at the chart of any company that's in a downtrend for years and years, you may be able to trade that pop. But if you want to make, you know, sustained wealth in companies that are, you know, share prices are rising and uptrend, they've got to be profitable companies. Yes, a few companies, you know, the pre-revenue loss making may go up for a bit. But after a while, they need to raise money. And in this market, it's very, very hard. And over the longer term, the best performers are profitable companies, okay? And people don't want to lose sight of this. They want to believe the story because stories are very powerful. They're more powerful than reality. People tend to ignore reality when it comes to investing. Okay, commodities. Brent crude is down just over 1% to $73 a barrel. We've got copper, which is down just over 1.2% a day at, what is it, 10,057. Oh, this is tinkering with that, it's flirting with that 10,000 level. Gold is down 1%. In fact, this is the worst week for gold so far, but it's still close to an all-time high. It's at $2,869 an ounce. And Bitcoin is having another sell-off today. It went down as low as 78,000 earlier on. It's now at 80,000. It's down around just over 20% from the high. Like I said, there's a lot of leveraged players in Bitcoin that have margin calls. Now, obviously, you have to liquidate. So that's why it's very volatile. In fact, one of the biggest players of all, super leverage. That's Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy. He's just issuing bonds and buying more Bitcoin. To me, that's a disaster waiting to happen. I think his average price is around about 66,000. So if it gets anywhere near that, I think he'd be in a trouble. And you know, he's gone bust before during the dot-com bubble. He put all in, he went all in on a dot-com play, and it didn't work out. And he went bust. And now he's back now in this reincarnation as a Bitcoin god, and he's all in on Bitcoin. It's ridiculous, isn't it, man? Michael, have you ever tried a bit of diversity? Diversification may help. Okay, government bonds, what is it? 2 year is at 4.17% yield, and 10 years at 4.48. They are down. The 2 years down by 0.5%, and 10 years down by 0.7%. A pound will buy you €1.21. It's running a bit there. And a dollar, it'll buy you $1.25. Okay, so macro news. UK-US trade deal could mean tariffs not necessary, said Trump. He quite likes Starmer, isn't he? Starmer is best. They must be very pleased. I bet they're very pleased, back-slapping each other. But Starmer brown-nosing him yesterday. A trade deal between the US and UK could happen very quickly. It could happen very quickly, I think. President Donald Trump said in a joint press conference with Sir Keir Starmer. Speaking during the Prime Minister's visit to the White House, Trump envisages a real trade deal, a real one, which could see the UK avoid the kind of tariffs the President had been threatening on some of the US's other trading partners. Of course, we don't have a budget deficit or surplus. It's a little bit here and there, but equal, isn't it? So anyway, the trip would be seen as a key moment in Sir Keir's premiership as he sought to influence Trump's decisions on topics including Ukraine as well as trade. So hopefully we'll get away with that. Who knows? But you know, everyone's a little worried about these tariffs. All Trump wants to do is deal. If you meet him halfway, be fine. It won't be 25%. He's talking about 25% for the EU. If they meet him halfway, it'll be fine. If they buy some cars and you know and food off them, farming goods, whatever you call it, it'd be fine. Okay, just put a label on them saying they've been, you know, the chickens have been chlorinated, whatever you call it, washed in chlorine, you know. Just put stickers on them. Look in the supermarkets. Let people buy what they want. You know, protectionism doesn't work in the end. It's going to be a free market. Let the market do its thing. Encouraging signs for UK economy as business confidence rebounds. This is good news. I'm feeling that now. I'm feeling we're so gloomy, so pessimistic. It's all priced in. I think there's only upside here. Well, it's not only upside, it's a little bit downside. But I mean, I think, you know, looking at next 12 months, as long as interest rates come down, I think the economy will do well and the markets will do well. Business confidence rebounded rapidly in February, according to a new survey, with the firms increasingly optimistic about the health of the economy. Firms also reported that they were significantly more likely to hire new workers than the previous month, suggesting the budget blow to the labour market may be less than feared. I do think that once you get, you know, you ingest it, the news, there's workarounds, isn't it? You know, first of all, it's an absolute nightmare, and it will, of course, affect business. But businesses are very good at evolving. The strong will get stronger, the weak will fail. But then going forward, you have the strong companies, you know, leading the economy. Firms, the headline business confidence index increased by 12 points in February, taking it to 49%. This was the highest level since August and significantly above the long-term average. The improvement was mainly driven by growing economic optimism, which rose by 18 points, the largest monthly increase since late 2020. The survey also suggested that hiring activity will remain strong in the coming months, despite April's looming increase to employers' national insurance. So there's good news there. And finally, UK house prices rise by more than expected, Nationwide says. British house prices rose by stronger than expected 0.4% in February compared with January, according to data published by mortgage lender Nationwide today, adding to signs of buyers rushing to beat the expiry of a tax break next month. That's stamp duty, isn't it? So the increase is stronger than all forecasts in a Reuters poll of economists, which had pointed to a 0.2% monthly rise after January's 0.1% increase. And what about 0.4%? Several measures of Britain's housing market have shown recovery in demand, helped by falling borrowing costs and also by buyers moving quickly before a tax incentive on the purchase of some homes expire at the end of March. That's it, see? Interest rates keep coming down and it'll help the economy generally. And, what's my dog doing behind me? She's scratching the carpet behind me. What are you doing now? Lying in the sun. It's nice weather here today. Very nice. You can't beat a winter sun sometimes, can you? Clear blue sky. It's not hot, but it's fine. Sun's out, that's the main thing. It's not raining. Okay, two companies I want to look at. One good, one bad. Well, I don't think it's anything that's good or bad, but I mean business models, I think. One good, one bad. First is Oxford Biodynamics, a precision clinical diagnostics company bringing specific and sensitive tests to the practice of medicine based on its EpiSwitch 3D genomics platform. Today announced its final results for the year ended the 30th of September. So revenue here was 636K. Okay, what's the market cap here for OBD? Let me add this. OBD. The market cap for OBD is 11 million. Okay. Revenue of 636K versus 510K. That's with grants and all that stuff. Loss before tax. So that's gone up a little bit. Loss before tax, 11.96 million versus 11.41. Cash, 2.83 versus 5.25. But they did do a fundraising post-period for 7.35 million before costs to fund the ongoing business growth or development. Cash used in operations over the last 12 months was 10.17 million. This is not sustainable. Again, it's one of these companies. They may have good tech, good product, whatever, but they can't keep burning cash like this. In fact, this is a company I was researching a while back, and I was looking at cash burning. I stopped researching after I saw how much cash this company is burning. So they've got, 10.83 as of the 30th of September. They raised 7.3. So 10 million, they're burning about a million a month, pretty much. So from September, 5 months on, they've got 5 million left, pretty much. They're going to have to start fundraising again in about a couple months' time. Avoid. It's highly cash burning. And like I say, now the cost of capital is very high, with interest rates up. This company's going to struggle to raise funds again. And it tanked the share price last time. So I would ignore this. Too high risk. Yes, the story may be there. They've got an amazing product that'll flag up all cancer or prostate cancer way before anyone else. But they can't get that away. I mean, the commercial traction has been very slow. And in the meantime, they're burning lots and lots of cash. So I would ignore it. And finally, I own this company. I'm very biased. Time Finance. They announced that the CFO, James Roberts, and the non-exec director bought shares yesterday on the dip. There's a seller still selling. Still selling. I don't know who it is. I was looking at the shareholder register. I was thinking, is it the ex non-exec who holds quite a bit of stock? Maybe. What I do know is this. By the way, they bought, who is it? Tracy bought 18,231 shares, which is about $9,000. And James, CFO, bought about 9,400 shares, which is obviously $4,500. James holds 663,596 shares. So what is that? At 50 pence, over $300,000. Nice. And now Tracy holds 18,000 shares, which is about $9,000. But there's a seller still there. But this company, honestly, it's an outperformer. And if you look back at its trading updates, they had one yesterday, of course, above expectations. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 above expectation trading updates since the 26th of January 2023. And there's no coincidence this happened. This is after they instigated a new strategy with four pillars. And one of those pillars was expanding their own lending book, which is doing very well. It's hitting records. And that drives better margins and more profit. And I think they'll continue to outperform because they are growing this lending book you know, faster than anyone expects. So what's happening at the moment is there is a seller in there. And I think it's a larger seller. Once it's cleared, I think it will pop aggressively back to new highs. And back to new highs is around about 66 pence. There's no way a company like this should be trading, knocking the ball at the park on fundamentals and the share price going down. It's just a disconnect, a disjoint between the actual fundamentals of the company and basically the traded stock. And the traded stock is being hit by a seller. The sellers are temporary. Okay, but what persists are the good fundamentals of the business model. That will persist. So do your own research. I'm biased in this company, but I believe sooner or later, when this seller's cleared, like I said, I'm looking at the volume right now, it's done 900,000 shares, and the average yesterday was 300,000. I mean, that's gone up today to 400,000. But it's way above average trading volume, and that's down to the seller and other people buying and selling. So I think once that's cleared, this overhang, it will bounce aggressively. Okay, mark my words. What is it? Last day of February, I said this. It's going to happen. Okay. Anyway, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, one day left to buy the book. If you buy the book today and you like it enough to give it a 5-star rating and review, you can get 25% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. And of course, you've got a couple of weeks to do that. So, to read the book and like it enough. So there we are, 25%. Thanks very much for listening. Sorry if I sound a bit mumbly. I'm still on these very these woozy pills. It's medication for the shingles, and it's making my head feel like it's almost like my head's under a pillow or in a pillow cover. It's a bit woozy. Anyway, thanks for listening. Speak you next weeky. Hope you have a nice weekend.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Congress may have clawed back funding for public media, but public radio's mission to serve you and your community will not waver. As the NPR network enters a new chapter, your support is critical. Visit donate.npr.org.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.